Everett Maddox first met Ralph Adamo at a poetry reading soon after Maddox moved from Alabama. They became friends, and Adamo later was one of the editors of Everett's posthumous book, American Waste. Here, Adamo describes Everett's poetry.
Everett embraced the role of public poet. It fit the poems, which have all sorts of levels, but on one level they're accessible. They tend to have some humor in them. They're friendly. And plus, he had a great delivery. He was a robust and enthusiastic reader and a terrific MC. I mean, you know, he was what an MC should have been. He was entertaining, encouraging, kind. You know, the first published book was really Everett and some friends, including me, tearing apart his first three or four manuscripts, which hadn't been published, and selecting the best of them for that book. And then the second book was really the best of what didn't go into the first book that he already had by, you know, 1980, 81. And then he didn't write for a long time. You know, his life was in trouble, and when his wife had left him, and he was increasingly not making a living and not having a place to live. John Travis published the last book of American Waste. So there's a more plain-spoken, desperate kind of voice in the last work, sometimes exhilarated, sometimes incredibly sad, frequently very funny. But he wrote all those poems in the last 6 or 8 months of his life. It really was something he wrote right up till almost the day he went into the hospital.
By 1988, Everett had started writing again. Fred Kasten speaks about his new bursts of creativity.
By the last few months of his life, when he started writing again for the first time in a long time, really, he hadn't written significantly for nearly a decade. There are poems in that batch of work, best of which is collected in the final volume, American Waste, which are his best.
Many poems in American Waste describe scenes on Oak Street, where the bars The Maple Leaf and Muddy Waters beckon to thirsty people of all persuasions. Muddy Waters is gone now, but as Hank Staples was collecting the poetry that makes up American Waste, he was observing Everett and his various infatuations.
His current platonic love interest was Susie Malone, who was working at Muddy Waters. And he'd come over and he would say, "I made up a poem about Susie," and then he would recite it. So, and I kept telling him, "Write it down, Everett, just write it down." And finally I said, "Write it down and I'll hold the poems for you. You just come in and give them to me and we'll save them. And I'll publish another book." That's what I told him, because I'd published Barscotch. He started doing it. And at first he was reluctant to do it. He wouldn't do it and all this and that. We had this old K&B bag, and kind with a handle on it. It was a paper. If it had been plastic, Everett wouldn't have permitted it. I kept them in that. It started out, he was reluctant, but towards the end, he was coming up, he'd say archives, and sometimes he'd hand me in a day three or four poems, you know. They just stayed at my place for a few years. But anyway, they were on Abita beer coasters, bar napkins. Some are on flyers from Muddy Waters. Several Muddy Waters menus have an Everett Maddox poem on the back. And I can tell you, the poetry was a lot better than the food.